It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we are bringing our show to you today from Johnstown, Pennsylvania, otherwise known today and forevermore as Hockeyville, USA. That's because Johnstown won a nationwide contest to become Hockeyville, USA, a title that would, in all likelihood, be awarded to a small town like this with a strong hockey heritage, which Johnstown has. Of course, it was the home for many years to the Johnstown Jets, and I'm standing in the middle of the arena that was the home of the Jets and is now the home of the Johnstown Tomahawks of the North American Hockey League, and that, of course, is the Cambria County War Memorial Arena, which is being refurbished. Part of the prize of being named Hockeyville USA is a $150,000 prize for refurbishing this hockey arena, a storied arena, but one that has come into disrepair after many years of use. And here to tell us about how that money is being used to refurbish the arena in time for tonight's NHL exhibition between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning is Chad Mearns. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Johnstown Tomahawks. Chad Mearns, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great to be here and great to have this opportunity to reach out to your audience today.
A lot of improvements, a lot of repairs are being made to the arena. Talk about how this $150,000, which may sound like a lot to people, but may not be going all that far, is being used by the team and what the priorities were for refurbishing the arena.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to keep in mind here, we have a building that is about 65 years old, and it is roughly about a 3,700-seat building at this point. It used to be 4,000, but we removed some seats. But there's been probably about 20-plus years or so since any real substantial upgrades happened at this building. You know, Cambria County is not a county that has a history of being blessed with a lot of funds for improvements and repairs and things like this. So we're really happy that these improvements came at a very crucial time for the city, a crucial time for this building. And pretty much any direction you look, even if you don't realize it, you see something that has had some sort of change, some sort of improvement this summer. And when we went to work putting that list together of exactly what we were going to do here, we wanted to consider the needs of much more than just the Johnstown Tomahawks organization. So we wanted to consider the fans. We wanted to consider the youth hockey community. And in a lot of ways, too, just the community in general. This building, it's not just a hockey facility. They have concerts and conventions and other events here. And we wanted to make it better for pretty much everybody who might ever need to use this building. So we went to work putting that list together. And on the hockey side of things, of course, the dashers and the glass were part of that. The ice-making equipment was another part of it. If you look around here, you've got the different air handling units, and there's the cooling tower and some different things to keep the ice surface here cold and hard. And we were able to come up with a plan to remove some seats and expand the penalty box. If you've been to any Tomahawks games, you know sometimes those penalty boxes get kind of crowded. You get some fights and some more fights on top of that, and you get four or five guys in the box, and you pretty much have to stack them on top of each other vertically to get them to fit. So those are some really very much needed improvements here for the people who play the game. And then just for the fans in general that come out to watch hockey, the sound system is something that we were able to change as well. The last few years, we've had some issues with certain spots in the arena, just not getting sound to them clearly. So we brought in a company from Pittsburgh, Kinetics Audio, that did a lot of really important work for us over the summer, making the adjustments and repairing some equipment and installing some new equipment. And now we have a greatly enhanced sound system here that has some new features and some new capabilities we didn't have before. We're very excited about that, and it just sounds great.
You're leaning against a piece of glass. Now, for people that don't follow hockey, the plexiglass is a big part of a hockey rink because that is not only what protects the spectators from flying pucks, but also what hockey players hurl other hockey players' bodies into because hockey is a very physical game, and those boards take a pounding. The $150,000, it buys you a lot, but it doesn't buy you necessarily new glass. You had to find something that was used Where did you find it, and how was it installed here?
Well, one of the things that was apparent immediately in the summer whenever we were looking at things that we wanted to do to make this a better building to play, the glass was really at the top of our list because just for our own games here, the Tomahawks games, a number of times throughout the year, our players would shatter the glass with, you know, body checks or with slap shots. And we just weren't comfortable with the fact that this glass would have to stand up to the rigors of Sidney Crosby and Steven Stamkos and guys like that, NHL caliber slap shots.
Guys who are playing here tonight as part of the big NHL exhibition game that was part of the prize in the contest.
Exactly. So one of the things that was apparent first and foremost is we had to find some better glass, a brand new glass system to install the whole way around the rink. And throughout that process of figuring out the best way to go about that, we had an opportunity put in front of us where for a similar amount of investment, we could get an entire new dasher and board system if we bought it used, and that's what we did. It came from the Dallas Stars. They had been using it for the last few years down at American Airlines Arena, and just, you know, it's the NHL, so they always want the biggest and the best that they can get. So the Stars were putting in a new dasher and glass system this year, which made their old system available, and it's a 100% perfectly good system, and we made arrangements to have that shipped up from Dallas and went to work with trying to install that. And of course, every building's a little bit different. Each rink has its own little quirks, and the War Memorial is no different here. So we had to really figure out some issues as far as how to best retrofit or place the Dallas glass and dashers into the Johnstown rink. But fortunately, we had some really good people on the job, and they were able to make it work here.
The older hockey rinks, particularly the minor league rinks, are known for being dark and dank, not particularly well lit. But that is now changing. I'm looking up at these black boxes on the roof that are part of a new LED lighting system.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that we wanted to address was just the visibility in the arena for the fans, and another big thing was just being able to control the lights the way that we wanted with the old system that we had. They were those metal halide lights that they'd take 10 minutes to warm up and take 10 minutes to shut down, and it made things a little tense up in the press box sometimes when you turn them off for the national anthem and cross your fingers that they're back on in time for the for the puck drop. So we were able to work with the county and SMG and the War Memorial Authority Board to put together a plan. Constellation and Sylvania, two companies, came in and worked with us to install a whole brand new LED lighting system. And it's going to make it a much better building for fans, much better building for players. We won't have those dark shadows on the ice anymore. And the other thing is, this is going to be a nationally broadcast game tonight. So people all across the country are going to be seeing Johnstown, PA, and we wanted to make sure it was lit at its finest and looking good and sharp on TV. And the kicker to all of that, I guess, is that it's a energy efficient system. It's much, much kinder on the environment and on the wallet compared to the old system. So even though there was some money spent up front to bring this in, but it's going to be a nice savings and a nice impact environmentally for years to come, way past Hockeyville.
You mentioned the Johnstown Chiefs. It used to be the Johnstown Jets, as I mentioned in the introduction, but they then changed the team name to the Chiefs because of the movie Slapshot, in which the team that was at the heart of that story was called the Chiefs. A lot of that movie was filmed here in Johnstown, and particularly here in this arena. So there are images people have of this arena, even if, like me, you're just seeing it for the first time with your naked eyes. You have had an image of this place from the movie. How many people think about this place in terms of what they saw in the film, which is now 40 years old?
Yeah, a lot of people come into Johnstown, and this is one of the places that they want to see. Just that there's an atmosphere here, there's a history here, and a lot of that dates back to the Jets and to the Chiefs, and a lot of it, of course, dates back to Slapshot. And I was not yet alive. I was just barely not alive whenever that film was being shot here in 1977. And anybody that I talked to, of course, a lot of local people, a lot of our fans and season ticket holders, they were in the movie. They were involved with it in some way, and they all have stories to tell about meeting Paul Newman or hanging out with the Hansen brothers during the filming of the movie. And they all have stories to tell, and all of those stories pretty much say that what you see in the movie is almost exactly what you would have seen here back in the 70s if you were watching a Jets game. But that history is still alive, and a lot of people that come into town, they are aware of that heritage, and one of the first things they want to do is take a look around and try to locate the parts in the building where each scene was filmed, and some of the notable locations that are still very recognizable from even 40 years ago. And there is a small museum, we call it the Slapshot Lounge, that we have set up here in one of the corners of the building.
You have to show me that. Is that part of the tour today?
Yep, we can take a look there.
We're talking with Chad Mearns here on Essential Pittsburgh. He is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Johnstown Tomahawks. Are there other things in the building that you'd like to show us on our tour of the Cambria County War Memorial Auditorium?
I think the other portion that we didn't really touch on a whole lot here was the locker rooms.
Why don't we walk down there? You lead the way, we'll go check out the locker rooms.
Go around this way here.
We're now in the Johnstown Tomahawks locker room, which includes the logo on a beautiful carpet on the floor, which we will not step on because hockey players are superstitious about that and a lot of other things. But this is a beautiful new locker room here, Chad.
Yeah, this is, I've got to give a lot of credit to our equipment manager, Dave Dunkelberger. He's done a fantastic job of making it probably the nicest locker room in junior hockey, American juniors, and maybe I'm biased, but that's what I've heard from a lot of the players, that there's just no locker room that really compares to what we have here. And I know Dave takes a lot of inspiration from what Dana Heinze does with the Penguins. It's another part of the Johnstown hockey story that we're immensely proud of, that right now we've got two local products who spend their nights during hockey season on the bench with the Penguins, and Dana Heinze and Chris Stewart as well, the trainer. With the Penguins about to come into the building, and this is going to be their locker room, so one of these stalls, maybe Chris Letang sitting right there. Maybe,
I'm going to go sit in that.
Maybe
right
Marc-Andre Fleury's taking that one. I'm not sure. But, so there are going to be some, both of these locker rooms here, there are going to be some just great, great players. And just thinking about them being in the same stall that one of our players will be in October whenever the Tomahawks home schedule starts, I know something that for our players, that's going to be a huge, huge thrill. And hopefully kind of inspires them a little bit, and they can maybe one day make it to the NHL as well.
We are now in a very sacred room. This is the room in which all of the Slapshot memorabilia is stored in within the Cambria County War Memorial. And Chad Mearns, tell us about what some of this memorabilia is.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just have to give credit where credit's due. Several years ago, there was an intern from Pitt Johnstown, Stacy Varmecki, and it's now Stacy Roberts. And she, as a project, decided that this room needed to exist. So she got some funding and some backing from Johnstown Welding and Fabrication, JWF, and was able to put this room together and go on a search for whatever memorabilia and photographs and autographs and things like that that she could find from the filming of the movie and the promotion of the movie. And it's just a nice little room for people to come into and look back and reflect on the film and what it means to this city.
Look, here's a picture of Dr. Hook McCracken, captain of the Syracuse Bulldogs. He was one of the big villains in the movie. And I'm looking at the uniform now, and there's a framed version of it. He autographed it, and the actor Paul D'Amato, who played Dr. Hook McCracken, and he says at the on the bottom of the number 9 on the back of the uniform, Dunlop, Reg Dunlop, which is Paul Newman's character. Dunlop, you suck.
So yeah, you look on this wall here, and you have a lot of different photos and scenes from the film, most notably the parade scene at the end. And I would just say, in a lot of ways, that's probably one scene that resonates with people here locally a lot, because just a few years prior to whenever the film was shot in 1977, the Johnstown Jets won their league championship. A lot of people have some great memories of being there for the parade itself, the real one in 1975, and then 2 years later for the filming and reliving all of that. So it's great the way that the real life and the film sort of reflect each other. And I think that's what makes it such a special movie. It's not just a movie that was filmed in Johnstown. It's a movie that was about Johnstown in a, you know, a very accurate, very hilarious, but a very accurate portrayal of what this city was like back in the 70s.
We're now standing in the area of the player benches that the Penguins and the Lightning will be using tonight. And Chad, what can you tell us about the work that went into this?
The benches basically were doubled in size. We were able to take out a row of seats and double the size of the benches so that now you've got maybe, it looks like, 4.5 feet or so of space from front to the back. And when you consider what it was before, you know, if you double it to 4.5 feet, that means you had just over about 2 feet, maybe 3 before. And when you're sitting there, especially if you're a big 6'5" kind of hockey player sitting there on the bench, there's just not room to get through. So I remember whenever I was playing here, playing high school hockey back in the 90s for the Richland Rams, and even I'm crowded on the bench. And so yeah, it's a lot nicer. We used to have to even just last year for the Tomahawk season, our backup goalie, there's just not room on the bench for him. He had nowhere to go, so we had to put him out right in the aisle. So as your fans are coming up to their seats, or as they're going down while plays in session, they want a popcorn or they need to go to the restroom, they have to make it past the backup goalie and say excuse me on their way out. So now it's going to be a lot better. There's room for sticks. There's room for the coach to stand, and his head's not going to block the fans in the front row behind them. It's a lot better for the players. It's a lot better for the fans. We're really excited about this, and I think of all the improvements that are really going to make a difference as far as the game itself on the player's standpoint, this is it right here.
Well, we really appreciate you giving us a tour of this renovated Cambria County War Memorial, home of the Johnstown Tomahawks, and the scene of tonight's NHL exhibition game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and Stanley Cup finalists, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Part of the prize for being Hockeyville USA. And we've been talking with Chad Mearns, who is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Johnstown Tomahawks. Chad, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, not a problem. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for your time and helping to spread the word of Johnstown hockey out to the Pittsburgh market.
It's our pleasure. Coming up, an interview with Dave Hansen, one of the Hansen brothers in the movie Slapshot, about how appearing in that film changed his life. In this special edition from Johnstown, Pennsylvania on 90.5 WESA.